Welcome back to the Retirement Mark Show with your retirement cash flow strategist, Mark Lumia, the owner of the True Wealth Group. You know, Gladys Knight and the Pips released Midnight Train to Georgia in August of 1973, and it quickly rose to the top of the R&B charts, where it ruled for 4 weeks. And you know, with the new year, many of us start thinking about gathering W-2 forms and beginning the task of doing our taxes. Well, while we're all looking for a good deduction, Mark, what are some adjustments we can make to our retirement accounts that can help us with taxes down the road?
Well, the question should be taxes now versus taxes later. Mm. Most people are always thinking now, like you just asked me that question. First, I'm going to read from the article that was attached to this.
Okay.
And then I'm going to tell you what I think about each topic. So anyway, there's five things. Contribute more to your 401k, and it says you will get a tax break almost immediately because less money will be withheld from income taxes. Remember the catch-up contribution for workers over 50. Then it says contribute to your Roth. Remember, this is after-tax money that will be tax-free withdrawal in retirement. Then there's savers credits. Savers credit says retirement savers who earn up to $30,000 for individuals, $45,000 for head of households, and $60,000 for married couples in 2014, and they contribute to a 401k or IRA, are eligible for what's called a savers credit, which can increase a taxpayer's refund or reduce the tax owed by as much as $1,000 for individuals.
Ooh.
And $2,000 for couples. The fourth thing is delay 401k withdrawals if you're still working. If you remain employed into your 70s or later and don't own 5% or more of the company sponsored retirement plan, some 401k plans, but not IRAs, will allow you to delay withdrawals from your current 401k account until you actually retire. And then the fifth thing is time your retirement account withdrawals. Retirees have some flexibility in the timing of the retirement account withdrawals and the resulting income tax bill. Some retirees control their tax rate by spacing out the withdrawals to avoid big taxable income bill in a single year to stay in a lower tax bracket. So that's what most people do. They'll look at the tax bracket and say, hey, if I don't get across this number on line 43, then my taxes are going to keep me in the 15% tax bracket. Well, that's thinking about taxes now. That's how most people think.
Mm-hmm.
So I have people with lots of money that have, say, a 401k, or they may be delaying Social Security benefits. Both people are still alive, usually when you're younger, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So at 70, if they delay their Social Security and that turns on, you're going to have more income. At 70 and a half, you're going to have to take RMDs out of your qualified plans or your 401k, which means even more income. And both people are still alive, meaning that you have the standard deduction.
Mm-hmm.
And you have two exemptions. If one of them dies, you only have half the standard deduction and one of the exemptions. And instead of married filing jointly, you're now filing single.
Hmm.
So what a lot of people are doing, they're trying to save pennies now, and it's going to cost them dollars later.
Oh.
So I think they should actually look at that number and maybe take more income now, maybe convert traditionals to Roth, which means you're going to have more income on your tax return, utilize the space that you have in your tax return because you delayed your Social Security to take out more money. Maybe you don't look at that 20, 15 or 25%. Maybe you go up to the 28 and you take it out and balance it over the whole retirement before 70s and after, not just, hey, let's try to get the lowest tax now because, you know, your taxes are going to be way higher later. So I wouldn't trade pennies for dollars. So I see a lot of people do that. And then, you know, when I explain it to them, their eyes open and say, wow, I didn't realize that. Yeah, they were saving taxes, but they weren't thinking about the future.
To you, it's common sense, but it's staggering to us, the regular person just listening at all the different angles to look at this, and you can't do it on your own. And Mark would love to help you. He wants to be your retirement cash flow strategist. You can call to set up a meeting with him anytime, 1-800-7-MARK-72. That's 1-800-762-7572. Well, it appears that some Federal Reserve policymakers believe the drop in oil prices will boost economic growth. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Minutes from the meeting show Fed officials believe weakness in the global economy posed some of the biggest downside risks, especially if it caused turmoil in global financial markets. But the Fed officials believe that overall the sharp declines in oil prices would be beneficial to the economy. The minutes showed Fed officials were concerned about overreaction in markets to changes in their guidance about future rate hikes, and they decided to declare their view that the central bank intended to be, quote, patient in moving toward a rate hike. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Mark, that's very interesting. What does this mean for our personal finances, for our personal economy?
Oh, what's funny is when gas prices are going down and they keep going down every week, I hear, hey, it went down another 15 cents. You hear all these things on the radio and the news saying it's going to hurt us because the prices are getting so low. Well, I actually like that gas prices are lower. What it means to the average person in America is that they'll have around an extra $1,000 to save or spend this year. And I would recommend that you save it for a rainy day or when they start increasing the oil prices again. But I think it's a good thing, and I think people should save the money, not spend it.
You know, with the gas prices dropping so quickly and they're so low, I had a really good problem to have. Hawk, I went into the gas station and prepaid what I normally prepay, and I came out, and it was too much. And it was like a $3 or $4 difference, and I'm like, this is a very good problem to have. I like this.
You can deal with it. So I was at the gas station the other day, and the woman in front of me, and she started, I mean, she yelled. She's, woo! What is she doing? And she said, since I bought this car, it has never taken this little to fill it up. She was excited about filling up her car.
I love it.
You don't see that very often.
Grace got an extra 250 steps on her Fitbit because she had to go back in and get the money back. So not only did you get a lower gas price, you got some exercise.
And it's so funny because I've had this Jeep I bought it new, and my goodness, it's probably 13 or 14 years old. So to think you know in your mind, oh, this is what I need to go fill up. It's like it was a pleasant surprise. So I
like to see you break $2 and get into the dollars again.
I'm all for that. Let's do it.
You know, they really say that they're saying the reason they say it could hurt us is because it costs like Saudi Arabia like $15 to make a barrel of oil, and they're charging us these, you know, big prices. Mm-hmm. So they can go all the way down to $20 a barrel. And right now I think they're at 50 or 60.
Wow.
And they can still make a profit. And the reason I heard they're doing it is because to get the shale out of the ground in America, it costs like $60. So they're trying to do that to hurt our industry.
Ooh.
That's what I read. I don't know how true it is, but I just thought I'd tell you.
Wow. See, Mark always has the backstory. I love it.
Yeah.
Good.
Well, a recent article from Yahoo Finance talks about how sometimes you end up entering retirement before you may have intended. It could be a health challenge, maybe a job layoff, or even the birth of a grandchild where you end up leaving your job to help provide childcare. Mark, are there ways that we can plan for the unexpected when it comes to our retirement finances?
Yeah, absolutely. And most people think that they might retire early because of like health issues or job loss. However, there's recent trends showing that grandparents are helping their kids take care of their grandkids. And to do that, sometimes they're retiring early, especially for the women. Mm. And they don't realize, the women don't realize how much this might actually hurt their retirement strategy, because women tend to live 5 or 7 years more than the men. So they definitely, if they're planning on doing this to help their kids out, which is a great thing, they should definitely readdress their retirement strategy and have it stress tested for that. Hey, I'm going to retire at 58 instead of 65 because I'm going to go help my daughter take care of my child. Well, that's going to affect her Social Security because they take the highest 35 years. It's also going to affect the building up of the financial capital because now you're not going to have that income for all those years that you're putting away and saving. And you're going to live longer. So your husband passes, you're going to get the higher of the two Social Securities, but maybe you lose his pension and now you don't have as much financial capital as you would if you would have kept working. So it's a good thing if you can afford to do it. I think it's a great thing to spend time with your grandkids. But don't forget that it could hurt your retirement plan.
Having the plan in place before the unexpected is key. You know, we're talking about these are real life things. Everyone's got a family member that suddenly becomes ill, you know, and you see what happens. You take off work, you rally around them, and then sometimes maybe the spouse has to retire early. But if you don't have a plan in place ahead of time, then what happens, Mark? Have you seen people scrambling?
Yeah, well, you don't just lose the income that you give away or stop working for. You're also losing what that income can earn. So there's something called opportunity cost.
Right.
So you're losing not only the income, but you're also losing the opportunity cost. So you have to take those things into consideration. And there are ways to plan for it. You can set aside an emergency fund, which is not planning for it. That's just your emergency fund. Then you can have some kind of contingency fund over and above the emergency fund for these big unexpected things. So that could be part of a plan, but it all depends on the main three things: human capital, financial capital, and social capital. How big your pension, how big your Social Security, that's the social capital. Financial capital, how much did you save up? Human capital, are you working or not working? So all those things all come back to the same thing. Do you have enough to retire and not run out of money, even with an emergency fund and these contingencies? And if the answer is yes, that's a great thing. Then you have a lot more freedom. You can do anything you want.
Well, Mark would love to offer you a complimentary retirement strategy stress test. Call 1-800-7-MARK-72. That's 1-800-762-7572. And don't forget about the free resources. Check out retirementmark.com. You can download the free resources on one is on Social Security Secrets, and the other is The Truth About Annuities. And of course, Mark's book, Thinking Outside the Money Box. It's available for a free download, retirementmark.com. Well, the Retirement Mark Show with Mark Lumia is just getting warmed up. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Oh,